You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. There's the Bearcat Jazz Band again, and they spell it J-A-S-S. It could also be J-A-Z-Z, depending on how you want to pronounce it. And it should be Bearcat Jazz Band, but they just spelled it Jazz. Like, you'd expect that there are reasons why they changed that spelling around 1918. The chant, noted for having been recorded by Jelly Roll Morton, among others, including Fletcher Henderson, but was written by Mel Stitzel. Of course. Well, you knew that. That was from 2011, again recorded in Canastota at the library on April 3rd, last Sunday afternoon, this year of our Lord, 2011. Yes, indeed. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and this is, I'm glad to, boy, nice to have some of this stuff out there. Wonderful, wonderful that they're playing, and they're playing a lot this summer, so I will keep you posted on the activities of the Bearcat Jazz Band as they occur, or before they occur even. That would be better. And now, for a total change of pace, we have Harold Williams, again from the Gondoliers, and we played something last week, but this refers to the Duke of Plaza Toro and all his attributes. So, he sounds like a lot of the guys we got running the world these days, but we won't go any further into that because I'll get mail. An Enterprise of Martial Kind.
behind, he found it less exciting. But when away his regiment ran, his place was at the forum. That celebrated, cultivated, underrated nobleman, the Duke of Tartaro. That celebrated, cultivated, underrated nobleman, the Duke of Tartaro. Destruction's hand to hide, they all proceeded. No soldier in that gallant band hid half as well as he did. He lay concealed throughout the war, and so preserved his goro. That unaffected, undetected, well-connected warrior, the Duke of Tartaro. That unaffected, undetected, well-connected warrior, the Duke of Tartaro. When told that they would all be shot unless they left the service, that hero hesitated not, so marvelous his service. He sent his resignation in the first of all his coro. That very knowing, overflowing, easygoing paladin, the Duke of Tartaro. That very knowing, overflowing, easygoing paladin, the Duke of Tartaro. That very knowing, overflowing, easygoing paladin, the Duke of Tartaro. Thank you.
Harry Raderman's Jazz Orchestra, and that is spelled J-A-Z-Z, by the way, just to let you know. I found a rose in the Devil's Garden, 1921. Well, it's not particularly jazzy, but it's long. It's an Edison Diamond disc, and it sounds really good from 1921. Edison knew how to record his stuff, and it always sounded good. He had the technique. Too bad his records wouldn't play on any other machines, because that would have made them more popular, no doubt. Before that, the Louisiana Five Jazz Orchestra, again spelled J-A-Z-Z, on a Columbia from around 1920. This was recorded in 1919, though. Slow and easy, and whatever you may get from that title, keep it to yourself, please. Harold Williams, An Enterprise of Martial Kind, from the Gondoliers, 1923. And a British issue of Columbia. I'm not going to say British Columbia because that's in Canada, but there you go. This is Radiola, and we have some knowledge of geography, although it's sketchy at best, and I'm your main sketcher here, sketching it out for you, Andy Sr. We have the Cotton Pickers in 1925, and I'll try to pronounce this correctly, Millenburg Joys. And this is a good group because you've got Miff Mall and Red Nichols in here, in addition to Frank Trumbauer and the usual gang that recorded under that title on Brunswick. It's a little rumbly. It sounds like a car going by your house with a radio on. I don't know how that happened, but I wasn't going to cut any of the bass frequencies because this is one of the earliest electrics that came out from Brunswick. So here's Millenburg Joys. Thank you. The High Hatters, 1928, a great tune, and I always loved this number, Wiping the Pan. Yeah, nice work there. Very upbeat, great rhythm, good stuff. Before that, and you know, Wiping the Pan does, you know, it helps you feel better about yourself if you're doing something like that. Don Voorhees and his orchestra from on a Columbia Soliloquy, Rube Bloom's composition. This was recorded in 1927. Very nice indeed. And if you're, you know, keep your soliloquy keep it down to 3 minutes, which I'm trying to do here too. The Cotton Pickers, Millenburg Joys, basically almost like a proto Red Nichols as Five Pennies group, but you had Frank Trumbauer in there as well. It's hot stuff. 1925. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm trying to provide some jazz tonight. I'm trying to let things go. It's cathartic, you know. Open your open your pores. You know. Take a shower. Do something. Be happy. So we're going to proceed with Eddie Lang on a Parlophone issue of the original OK from 1927. Arthur Shutt is on the piano, and full evidence here. And this is one of Eddie's classic recordings from that year, Eddie's Twister, and it sounds just wonderful.
Roses. sprinkle with doom. All for you, all for you. They know too that I love you. There's something Spanish in my eyes. My heart is so tender, and I'm no pretender. My love, I surrender, I love you. There's something Spanish in my eyes. How can you say no? My heart's a volcano. I'll say it again, oh, I love you. Sweetheart, before the moment flies, come, let me hold you, let my arms enfold you. Remember, I've told you I love you. I love you. There's something Spanish in my eyes. You are a stranger, a poor, lonely stranger. Beware of the danger, I love you. I love you. There's something Spanish in my eyes. My mother is Jewish, my father is Irish, which proves that I'm Spanish and I love you. There's something Spanish in my eyes. You know my passion's for men with mustaches. How Sophie just crashes when she loves you. You will not wait if you are blind. My heart is so full, dear. This isn't the pool, dear. Caramba, caramba, I love you. I love you. There's something Spanish in my eyes. I'm your Chiquita, your sweet señorita, your hot kosher mita. I love you.
Sing of a Borneo king 10,000 years ago, who ruled his land with an iron hand as royal so-and-so. He loved to chase the bounding stag within the royal wood. He was also fond of Applejack, and the ladies did him good. A neighboring queen was a gay Colleen, oh, a gay Colleen was she. She loved to play in a kittenish way with the king across the sea. So she sent a special message by a royal messenger to ask the king to come and spend a week or two with her. King Borneo old had a rival bold whose name was King Kachu. He swore he'd stop this wedding cause he craved the lady too. So he sent the Duke of Durham to steal the queen away and foil the king with a diamond ring all on a summer's day. When the news of this foul deed was heard within old Borneo's home, the king, he swore by the shirt he wore, he'd have his rival's dome. So he sent the Count of Asthma, who was sneezing very bad, to go and pay the king a call and give him what he had. Queen grew very wary when she heard him cough and sneeze. She decided that old King Kachu was a royal hunk of cheese. So she hurried back to Borneo and gave the king her hand, and the strains of Hiawatha were played by the royal band. Royal wedding, all his subjects wished him well. The dancers danced and the horses pranced, oh mister, it was swell. Old King Kachu in his bungalow, he heard the strains of jazz. The royal pair passed by him there and gave him the royal res.
Frank Crummett, the folklorist at work in 1929, the King of Borneo. Oh, I like it. Yes. Yes. Well, Crummett, you know, a lot of people are divided on him, but I like his stuff a lot. I always have. Before that, Sophie Tucker off an English issue, Columbia, from 1928, and there's a little bit of a tick in it. Unfortunately, it has a slight crack, but I would not have omitted this for anything. So, that's what you just have to accept. There's something Spanish in my eyes, and it's danger, danger. Yes. You just have to pack it up and head for the hills at that point, unless you're in for the long haul and you want to see how it turns out. And some guys will do that too. Just deal with it. Eddie Lang, Arthur Shutt on the piano, Eddie's Twister, 1927, on Parlophone. And glad to have that. We'll play the other side in one of the next couple of weeks coming up, and there'll be a reason for that, too. This is Radiola, and there's usually a reason for what we do, although we don't always realize what it is at the time. I'm Andy Sr., and I've yet to figure myself out. And if anybody else has an idea, they can drop me a line and let me know. By the way, any contact information, or if you want to find out playlists for this show, they're at radiolablog.blogspot.com. Typing Radiola into your search engine of choice will reveal where to find all these goodies, and probably the Live 365 station as well. So go ahead, look. Here's Charles Buddy Rogers singing, or Buddy Rogers and his California Cavaliers, very popular tune of 1932, later revived, I think, by Johnny Ray, if I am not in error. Happy-go-lucky you and broken-hearted me, and it's... you gotta let that go too.
What are we now? Happy go lucky you and broken hearted me. Man in the moon is as sad as can be. He looks down from heaven and what does he see? Happy go lucky you and broken hearted me. You go to parties, you have your fling. I hope you never regret. You go to parties to dance and sing. I do the same to forget. And when I look at a couple in love, I watch them with envy and keep thinking of happy-go-lucky you and broken-hearted me.
bucket, that old iron-bound bucket, that old oaken bucket. Fill it up to the brim without any form. Go right next door and try and get it. Don't inquire about the credit. Just tell a man your mammy sent it. But don't you spill it on the way back home. Don't you spill it on the way back home.
Sleepy Hall and his orchestra, and that is actually Sleepy Hall. That isn't that isn't one of those bands that was using that name. We're using that name, whichever is grammatical. You know, insert your proper verb there. But Sleepy Hall was actually at the helm of his own group, singing this for you, and celebrating not so much the old oaken bucket, but what was in it, and that's what was really important. I would have to say, 1937. And what's a bucket without a dipper? And I didn't see that one coming either. Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, and you heard Jimmy there on clarinet. Louis Armstrong featured on this recording from 1936, Dipper Mouth. So we have the dipper and the bucket, so why be brokenhearted? That's what I say. Have a nice drink. Buddy Rogers and his California Cavaliers, happy-go-lucky you and broken-hearted me. And Buddy was singing that. Then he married Mary Pickford, I believe. And there had to be a connection there somewhere. This is Radiola, and there's always a connection. And it may not fit in with your local electric system, but there it is. It might be the Ethernet, as far as I know. And I'm Andy Senior, and if you may need an adapter for me too. Here's Louis Armstrong again, and this is a song that doesn't occur much. It's sort of an obscure number, but Louis wrote it with some other guy whose name I memorized and then forgot. So this sounds ominous and sad, but it's a lovely tune. If We Never Meet Again. Thank you.
If we never meet again, I'll have a rose to remember. The snows of December will bring you back to me. If we never meet again, I'll fall asleep in the flowers and dream of the hours we spent in ecstasy. The leaves in the fall will recall the beauty I found in your eyes. The birds in the spring, when they sing, will tell me that love never dies if we never meet again. As sure as heaven above you, forever I love you. If we never meet again.
Said yes, but the Lord said no, tain't so. My honey, ain't so. No, no, ain't so.
Willard Robeson again with his composition, recorded in 1928. Tain't so, honey, tain't so. And that's how it is. Let it go. You know, it's good. It's going to be better. It may be rough. Whatever's happening, it's going to get better. That's all. You're going to... So go and, you know, take a walk. Do something. That's all I can say. So if we never meet again, that's not going to happen, see? That's not going to happen because I'll be back next week. That was Louis Armstrong in 1936, and Louis Russell basically ran his orchestra for many years at that point on those Deccas. So that's the band he's playing with, and it's a good band. How could you not love that? This is Radiola, and I'm not going to ask you to love this, but if you're enjoying it, I'm glad. I'm glad you were here for a couple hours, and I thank you for being on board. And I also wanted to thank, not by name, but I've already thanked them personally, the contributor who helped out the show to a great extent this week. And I'm very, very grateful indeed that people think enough of this show that they're willing to make unsolicited contributions. So not that I'm soliciting, but we appreciate that very, very much. And finishing up tonight with Sleepy Hall, and it is sleepy time. I guess, was this his theme song? It should have been, if it wasn't. But he starts out singing it for you, 1937, on a Variety 78, Sleepy Time Gal. So, tuck yourself in and take a nightcap.
Boy, Sleepy Time Gal, you're turning night into day. Sleepy Time Gal, you've danced the evening away. Before each silvery star fades out of sight, oh, please give me one little kiss, and then let us whisper goodnight. Why, Sleepy Time Gal, when all your dancing is through, Sleepy Time Gal, I'm gonna build a little cabin just for you. You'll learn to cook and to sew, and what's more, you're going to love it, oh, I know. When you're a stay-at-home, play-at-home, 8 o'clock, sleepy time, gal.